From the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. We have some more details in the incident involving a woman biting a camel's testicles. A Milton couple, Gloria and Edmund Lancaster, gained public attention recently when it was reported that they were involved in an incident at an Iberville Parish truck stop in Louisiana. According to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office, a 600-pound camel sat on Gloria after the couple entered the animal's cage to retrieve their dog. To get the animal off of her, it was reported that she bit the animal's testicles. An affidavit said that after the camel stood up, his wife was able to grab their small dog and get back outside of the fenced-in barbed wire fence. Gloria Lancaster suffered injuries to her abdomen, neck, shoulder, and head and was transported to an Iberville hospital for treatment. A veterinarian had checked the camel and prescribed antibiotics as a precaution. Police said the couple were feeding the dog next to the cage of Casper the Camel, a tourist attraction at the Tiger truck stop near Baton Rouge. The sheriff's office said the couple's dog was unleashed when it went under the cage and they followed to retrieve the dog, which the couple said was deaf. According to the couple's affidavit, the couple told deputies the camel attacked the dog without provocation, bit the animal and tossed him, and also bit Edmund on the left arm. Also, according to the affidavit, the Lancasters said the camel was the aggressor in the incident. The sheriff's office, however, said the camel had not caused any harm to Edmund Lancaster, and his injury was consistent with crawling under the fence. According to police, security footage from the truck stop showed that the statements given by the couple did not match the footage from the cameras. The police report indicated dog treats were found inside the camel's habitat, which is surrounded by keep out signs. The couple was cited for misdemeanors for violating dog leash laws and trespassing. They are both set to appear in court on November 22nd, according to the police report. The Lancasters did not reply to a request for comment from a reporter from the Santa Rosa Press Gazette based in Milton, where the Lancasters live.